Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It's Mania Week. It's WrestleMania Week. Scotty Villa, Monday Night Mike, UK Tom. We're jiving. We're doing. Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. Guys, I've been waiting for this podcast. I almost called an emergency pod late last week just for the sake of doing a podcast again because I'm so goddamn excited about WrestleMania. Nothing fired me up. I just didn't want to wait.
I thought I missed something.
No. I just didn't want to wait. I missed you guys. I want to talk about stuff. But we're here. We're here now. And how's everyone's day today?
Let's not go there.
Fuck the pharmacy.
Fuck everything. I need to retire. Fuck everything.
Wow.
I'm right there with you. Retire from taking the meds that keep me normal on most podcasts. I'm all fired up here.
I think you should take those and we should see what happens.
No. Oh,
geez. No. Luckily, I've got the perfect prescription for both of you. It's WrestleMania week.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. We are going to do our picks on this show for both nights. I'm not too concerned about pre-show because I have no idea if there's going to be matches on a pre-show. But, guys,
I doubt it, too.
The pre-show, I think, is 2 hours long. So, it'll be a lot
Triple
of
it. Triple H seems to have stopped that.
Yeah. When has the last time there's been a pre-show match? Yeah, fuck it. Who cares? Not watching it anyway.
Exactly.
We would have watched it.
I would have watched it, yeah. We would have been...
I've got too much other shit to watch than a video package pre-show.
UK Tom is doing like a WrestleMania gauntlet this weekend, like you do every WrestleMania pretty much, right?
Every year. I have 15 shows to watch this year, starting tomorrow.
Wow. Wild. Good for you. If there is an employee of the week on
Good
the MLS
you.
Pod... You'd be nominated.
It would always be UK Tom.
Don't be kissing my ass.
No, just in terms of if you're going by who watches the most wrestling, it's UK Tom.
That's true. That's true.
That's fair.
Great.
I watch wrestling, guys. I watch wrestling on a Monday night.
Weird.
Wild. When you threw that in the group chat last night that you were watching. And you were, I think you were even ahead of both Tom and I. Like, you were watching live.
That's right,
live.
I was, guys. I was on it. And let me tell you, I instantly regretted my decision. Actually, I won't say instantly. We're going to go through Raw a little quick. Best parts of Monday Night Raw. The beginning promo and the ending promo. Everything else in between was whatever.
Yeah, I can't argue that at all. Beginning hot.
I can argue it, but we don't have time today, so
yeah.
I'm not gonna.
And don't even do it. I just want to say Gunther promo I thought was fucking excellent.
Best
I really, hands down, I'm
of
with UK
career,
Tom.
Yeah,
yeah, best it was, man. when he was talking about bathing in the blood, I was like, this rules. This rules. All this is my thing too, where that Gunther promo is like the best thing for a go home Raw. And then Raw happened. And I was like, oh, did these guys not get the memo that Wrestle Fucking Mania is this weekend? Because hey, this may be the worst go home Raw I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Jey Uso did nothing
to promote the match.
But he's going to beat that ass.
Okay.
If cool. That's what I think he said, because I have a hard time understanding him. You guys know why.
Yeah, it was an odd. I felt like we got a little bit of a mix of last week's Jey Uso, where he was very stoic and all black and not doing the eating. And then he kind of came out and did that again, wearing all black, but kind of yeeting and getting hyped with the crowd. I don't know, but it was whatever. Gunther did the job. Gunther did everyone to get invested in that match, and it worked out really, really well. I really enjoyed AJ versus Karrion Kross.
Whatever.
I loved that Karrion Kross got Fall and Pray Back as his entrance music. That made me happy.
Who are we talking about? Karrion who?
The big ass dude with the long ass hair.
Yeah, I was confused too. I never see that guy on TV.
Kevin Nash?
So
fake Diesel?
I do want to say that I love the promo that Karrion cut on Twitter afterwards, after the match. It was a 2-minute
where
promo.
It matters.
See, and that's what I'm bringing up. If you put that stuff on television, I think it goes and does miles more than putting it up on Twitter, and maybe a quarter of his Twitter followers are seeing it. But I don't know. I retweeted on the In My House Twitter account at In My House Pod. Go check it out. It's very, very well done. He explains why AJ needs to beat Logan Paul. And I loved it. I thought it was great. So definitely go check it out. But the main event of Monday Night Raw, Mike, was Roman in the ring with Paulie. Paulie just
put him up for the OTC. Can we just put him up for a quick second? Oh yeah, great. Old pissy pants Tom. Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Everyone knows that Scotty's acknowledging the tribal chief right now.
I acknowledged.
Yeah.
Just with a different finger.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care for it.
So Roman's basically giving Paulie the cold shoulder the whole time until he calls him out in the middle of the ring. So we got Punk coming out, we got Seth coming out, we get some lackluster physicality. They got to stop doing these brawls. CM Punk's not good at these brawls. Just
you know what though? The starting blows, I'm like, oh okay. And then Roman started throwing punches. I'm like, now he's confused. Now they don't know what they're doing.
One
you guys are wrestlers.
One thing they need to stop doing is having CM Punk run to the ring wearing incredibly tight jeans.
Well, you got to wear tight jeans. I'm a tight jeans guy. I don't have a lot of thunder in my legs.
But he can't run in them, so he looks like he's trying to run to the ring with a mop up his ass.
Well, he's got to get that little stretch fit. Like, these Levi's I got, they're worn in. I can move in them. I'm nimble. But you're right. He's a little rigid. I'm with you, Tom. I'm with you.
I'm just happy we didn't get the big security comes out and big pull apart. If I never see one again, much like Tom's contract signings, if I never see one again, it'll be too soon. So I'm glad we didn't get that. We just got wrestlers being physical and Paulie still stuck in the middle, which has us all hooked for what's coming up this weekend is WrestleMania. Guys, we shouldn't fuck around. Let's make some picks. Let's start with.
Let's make some picks.
You got night one up, Mike?
I've got WrestleMania night one match card up right now.
All right. I've got the pen and the paper.
Let's get into it. Gentlemen, let's start off with Rey Mysterio versus El Grande Americano. I love saying it. I love saying it. Like it.
I'm weirdly looking forward to this match. And
I think
I think Rey's going to win.
Do you think the mask is getting torn off of El Grande Americano at WrestleMania?
I think they leave that to the Mexico show that they announced recently.
The Tito Santana Invitational?
Arriba!
If they've announced that Mexico show, my picks are, you know what? My Booker of the Year status may be hurting at WrestleMania. I got some picks, but I think El Grande Americano is going over on Rey.
I'm going
because
to
I think
say
they're gonna
Money.
I think they're gonna play up the goof of Chad Gable not being at WrestleMania and everyone giving this love to El Grande Americano and not to Chad Gable. It makes for really funny backstage segments, I think.
I hope you're right. It's just WrestleMania is usually a babyface show. So
it doesn't, but it doesn't have to be.
Nope. But it usually is.
Remember when Roman Reigns didn't let Cody finish the story?
Anyway, no, we're not talking about the past.
It was fucking
fantastic. Yeah. About the past. We're not talking about the past.
Let's
moving on.
We're talking about now.
Love to talk about Sami Zayn.
I am picking El Grande.
That's moving
enough.
On.
Yeah, not on the card anywhere. Just a nobody.
Sorry.
But yeah, El Grande Americano.
I'm going the same way. I'm going to El Grande.
Yeah, Tom, and you're going Ray.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, the War Raiders versus the New Day for
Who
the World
gives
Tag Team
a fuck?
Championship.
I'm excited for this match.
Who
I'm,
gives a fuck?
You know,
fucking match.
I'm in. I mean, I'm fully
Tom,
in.
Tom's fired up. Of course you're in. You're the only person who thinks the New Day heel turn is like good, and I think it is like the least memorable thing ever by the New Day.
Kofi
I've
Kingston
stated it
should be on WrestleMania. Xavier Woods should not.
I've stated it to you guys,
but I do think New Day are winning the belts.
But we're willing to have either of you on the In My House Pro Wrestling podcast.
No, the fuck we're not. Stay away from me, Xavier Woods.
I
and your stupid ass Iron Sheik shoes.
All right. So people who are out, Xavier Woods, he's out. Finn Balor, he's definitely out.
Yep.
I mean, I'll talk to Finn Balor all day, but for different reasons.
Oh, he's not coming on this podcast. Mike has done a world of hurt with that.
New Day are winning the belts.
I agree. I'm also picking the New Day in this one.
As am I. I'm very excited for it. I've told you guys this privately in the group chat. I will say it here as well. I think they've fumbled the ball on the heel push of the New Day in the tag team division since they've turned heel since that first night. Because weeks after that, we got nothing but commercial break promos by the New Day. They're ramping it up again a little bit. I'm excited for it. I like what they're doing. So I'm going New Day as well.
I do like their new music now, though. I hated it when they first got it.
Oh,
but
I love it. It's so good.
All right. So we're all picking New Day. That's good. Next up, Jade Cargill versus Naomi. Tough.
Jade Cargill has to win.
I'm with you.
I hope they don't squash Naomi, but Jade Cargill has to win.
Agreed.
When I looked at this today, I was just like, fuck, they kind of should give Naomi this win.
They should, but it's a babyface show.
Isn't Naomi the babyface?
No.
No.
What?
She's definitely the heel.
Big no.
Yeah.
Man, she had razor blades in her hair. She's wearing caution tape on her gear. She's a heel. And she's cutting very good promos as a heel. I've never been more invested.
I mean, I think their program has been kind of like one to watch, but
yeah, I agree.
I mean, you're right. Like, to show Jade out as a star, this is the moment. This is the stage, obviously. So, fuck. Yeah, I'm going to go Jade.
I got Jade too.
Next up, LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu.
Jacob
for the United
Fatu
States
needs
champion.
To eat him.
Oh, man. Jacob Fatu about to be a fucking megastar.
Jake, if there's one squash on WrestleMania, it should be this one.
I didn't see him with the Knights being the way they are. I don't know if you get that squash anymore.
I don't want to see a squash on any WrestleMania ever. I watched 28 the other day, and I was pumped because the opening match was Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. I kind of forgot about this match. And then I realized why I forgot about that match, because it was a squash match. And I remember the backlash of, fuck you guys, you robbed us, because people were pumped for Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan. I don't want any squash matches on Mania. I don't think we're going to get any this year. I'm torn on this one, guys. I want Fatu to win, but will he win?
Yes.
You guys are both going.
I think they see the star power too.
I definitely see it. I think they have too. I'm gonna go Fatu.
Unfortunately, Fatu has to wrestle LA Knight, one of my least favorite workers in ring in recent memory.
And LA Knight will drop the belt again on the way to the ring, as he does every fucking week.
Just wear the goddamn thing, and then it doesn't fall down. It's called a belt for a reason.
Hold your pants up.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all going now, Jacob Fatu on this one. New United States champion at WrestleMania 41.
Yeah. He fucking better be.
Now, if there was going to be a squash match, I would like it to be this one. It's Gunther versus Jey Uso.
Jey Uso is winning, and that upsets me very much.
This is where I wanted. I feel for Scotty because I forced him to pick Sami Zayn, and because I'm such a good guy, I'm gonna pick Gunther.
I hope you're right.
I'm going to stick with my guns. That man was bathing in blood, and he should do it again. He should bury those goddamn Usos at WrestleMania. This should have been a casket match.
Damn. Yes. Wild.
I know when that happens and Jey Uso is holding the title, I'll be like, ugh, way to stick to your guns, Mike, and hurt your potential Booker of the Year. But no, Scotty Villa had to eat one. I'm taking Gunther.
God bless you. I'm going with Jey Uso. I don't think it'll be a squash match. I don't think it should be a squash match. I think we will get a very good match that will have peaks and valleys. I'm going to say it's going to have peaks and valleys.
Great. That's great.
Whenever Jey Uso is on offense, it'll be shit.
Jeez, guys. It's not like he's on the mic the whole match.
Thank God for that.
Thank God.
But yeah, I'm going to get 15 minutes of fucking yeeting, though.
That's the crowd. 15
minutes
that's not
in a stadium?
This match starts the WrestleMania 41, right? You guys have been saying that?
For sure. 100%. So, yeah. it has to.
Makes sense.
Jey starting off the show, his entrance,
When the crowd isn't tired, they need to get them out early.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's start real strong. And I'm for that.
Yeah.
I like it.
So you guys got Jey. I mean, even me, somewhat smart. I know Jey will probably walk out, but Gunther, my guy, kill him. Next up, please. Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair.
This one was tough.
This one is fucking tough.
It's super tough because going in, you're going, yeah, this match is going to make Tiffany. It's going to elevate her, this and that. The way things have gone down the last few weeks, it's hard to say if that's actually going to happen. We've talked about on the show before where we feel that when Charlotte Flair has to gear down, it doesn't go very well. And we're hoping that Tiffany can gear up to meet
Charlotte. Has Charlotte put on a bad match at WrestleMania?
No.
Never.
So
never.
That's... And my thing is, too, Charlotte, as hated as she is probably in a better spot to have the championship. I think Tiffany Stratton's run is not strong. And I don't know if that's necessarily Tiffany Stratton's fault.
I'm going Tiffany Stratton, and I'm probably going to regret it.
I'm going to go Charlotte.
I'm going Charlotte, too. And I went back and forth the last couple of days on this because I could see both sides of why each should win. But I think Charlotte needs to pull out this victory, and Tiffany needs to do a bit of a reset. And if things go south in this match, then something needs to change. And Charlotte can go on and defend against whoever, and Tiffany can do an even more obvious reset. But Mike and I are definitely going Charlotte. Tom is going Tiffany to retain. That was tough, though.
I don't think they should have turned Tiffany babyface. She was a much
better player. I agree with that, too. And it's showing in this lead-up to WrestleMania.
But then the other problem is Charlotte is a fucking god-awful babyface.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, like, we'll do great things as a heel champion, I think.
I think they tried to bring Charlotte back as a babyface, and she got booed out of the building the night after the Rumble.
Well, yeah, which is weird because, like, the Rumble, the pop was there.
Yeah.
The excitement was definitely there, but it's the Rumble. Like, that's an unfair advantage already at the Rumble because you're just pumped when they come out, right? Like, you're riding that high. So I don't know. But I mean, hated right now, which is good for business.
I just don't want to see her with a belt again.
Well, you're gonna.
I only want to see her with the belt this Saturday
at WrestleMania.
I only want to see her with the belt if it's a good program following up. I just don't know who that is on the SmackDown side that can get people interested for another Charlotte promo or program.
No one. Moving on.
And finally, to end night one of WrestleMania, Roman Reigns versus CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. My most anticipated match now at WrestleMania.
Me too.
I'm very excited for this match. I'm very excited because I could see why each guy could win. I could see why each guy gets screwed over somehow in this match, which makes it very intriguing. I think on paper for all of us, the maybe the obvious answer is Seth is the one that pulls out and wins this match.
Yes.
But you have CM Punk in his first WrestleMania main event.
Sure.
And
what is,
I mean,
you got the main event now, win or lose, fuck you. And also you're on Saturday. Is that really the main event of WrestleMania?
That's what
I can't.
It ain't Sunday night.
They're considering they're calling it that.
Curtains. Well, of course they're calling it that.
It's their show. So I think it counts. We're in the era where it's two nights now. I think it counts.
Seth was my pick before the end of Raw last night.
Oh, you thought him being the one standing strong was going to hurt him at Mania?
Therefore, CM Punk is going over.
Wow. I'm sticking to my guns on Seth. I am not completely convinced that it's still not a work with Paulie and Seth.
I'm not on that.
Paul Heyman aligning.
You have to pick Roman, Scott. then we're
done. Yeah. I mean, I'll flop. If you want to pick Seth, I'll take Roman.
It's an in my house triple threat match.
Yeah.
Just give me a second here because now I'm reconsidering everything. So,
well, we've got another show to cover. So you better pitter patter here.
Reconsider quicker.
I'm going to go Seth Rollins if I'm being held hostage here. But I'm not on board with...
have a game plan.
Look, I did, but then you guys brought up and Raw last night, the way it ended. Yeah, it could be either one of them right now. And it's hard to bet against Roman Reigns in a main event of WrestleMania. But
this year, it's not.
I don't know. I think...
He lost last year.
I know.
What are you fucking talking about?
It's the greatest moment in wrestling history.
Oh, well, that's wild.
All right, let's go on. I picked Seth. Tom's got Punk.
I got Seth as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Mike's got night one is completed. Picks are in. Lock them in. Now we're going to get into night two. All right. Asterisks on those listening to the show today, as of right now, when you're hearing my voice. We don't know Randy Orton's opponent. We probably won't know until SmackDown.
Or maybe WrestleMania.
There will be a pick. We will do it on the fly. We will add it after.
I think we should do it now.
I'm going Randy Orton.
I'm going Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Randy will not lose. I'm locking my pick in right now. Unless it's Andre the Giant, I'm going with Randy Orton.
Hey, legend killer, baby.
Right? Tom, you're going Randy Orton as well.
What if it's Sami Zayn?
Then
Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn, I'm not watching that match.
You are. Jesus. You will. Of course you will.
That'll be my shit break.
No, that's a 20-minute match.
Exactly.
You can get hemorrhoids if you're sitting that long.
You know my diet.
I don't want to pick until I know the opponent. I don't think I should have to pick until there's an opponent.
I'll lose 400 points.
Fuck you. Bow down to the Booker of the Year.
Drink my ass.
There it is.
I'll allow.
Okay,
I'll
so getting away from Randy Orton. Yeah. It'll be up no matter what.
Yeah.
But let's start with Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre in the Sin City Street Fight.
Drew McIntyre has to win this fucking match.
I agree 100%.
I also think it's going to be good. I wasn't interested until last week's SmackDown, and then they got me interested. So,
yeah, I don't like Damian Priest.
I can take or leave Damian Priest, but I do like Drew McIntyre.
I was a little bit torn on this because if Damian loses, where do they just go with him after this? Because he's really had nothing since the Judgment Day split up since he lost the title.
The unemployment line.
Jesus. Damn. He's losing the match.
I mean, he said it. I might have been thinking it. UK Thomas said it.
I'm going Drew as well. I just think Drew needs the momentum because I think he's got a big program coming up after WrestleMania.
I think it's just the carryover too from last year's like the cash in and all that shit. I think it's ripe for Drew to win this.
I really like that this match is actually taking place because of last
yeah.
year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I think we're all Drew there. All right. Yep. Moving on. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Bayley and Lyra Valkyria for the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. This, I think, is the Who Gives a Shit match.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Who wants to see Raquel on WrestleMania?
Yeah, you're right. Not me.
They build up the SmackDown tag division with all these teams putting in all the effort for months, and then they put the fucking title match on SmackDown.
Going to be a hell of a SmackDown.
Lick my left nut.
Damn. Lick his left nut. Lick it. It's the big one, too.
Liv and Raquel are retaining.
Yeah.
Also, why the fuck create women's mid-card titles for neither of them to be defended at WrestleMania?
Yeah, it's tough out there.
It's fucking stupid. And I'm holding you responsible, Mike.
What the fuck did I do?
You looked at me.
Oh, there it is. Can't argue with the man.
I'm going to go Liv and Raquel as well. I also think either Bailey or her tag team partner, Lyra Valkyria, one of them is going to turn on the other one. I forgot her name.
Think you should have planned for, after watching Monday Night Raw, I think Bailey and Liv could have been a great singles match at Mania.
I think
Bailey and Roxanne.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, what happened to Roxanne like getting into the picture? I think after WrestleMania is when that's really ramps up, though.
Yeah. What happened to Alexa Bliss?
Dude, don't get me started.
You got to say, you can't. No, but I just don't. Jamming that in this window. The Rumble was tricky.
Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross is right there.
There's a lot right there.
That's true.
The Wyatt Six are apparently a faction in WWE. Apparently
still a thing.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. We could have booked what could have been a WrestleMania for this year, because if you really think about it, we probably should have got Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania this year, Cena versus Gunther, but anyway, Punk versus Cena.
Easy. Moving on. I think a show stealing potential match coming up next year, guys.
Oh,
Bron Breakker versus Penta versus Finn Balor versus Dominic Mysterio, fatal 4-way for the IC championship.
I'm fucking pumped for this match.
I bet I know why you're pumped, because I think we have the same pick.
Oh, do you?
I'm picking Dominic Mysterio.
Oh yeah, then yeah, we do.
Yeah, I'm picking Dominic Mysterio for sure. Four combatants. It's easy to steal.
I think he pins Finn too.
Yeah, of course. This is it. This is the blow off to this.
As much as I love Penta, and I really do, it's too early.
It is. And he's showing out every time he goes out, right? Like, the crowd loves him. There's enough momentum behind him that belt isn't helping him. I hate to say it, I think Bron Breakker's also fine without that championship. I think they really see something in him. Hell, I'm even starting to see something in him where I'm like, shit, like this motherfucker's going to work here.
Told you so.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
I think Dom wins it and then drops it to Penta at SummerSlam.
Good call.
Who you got, Scotty?
Up until this afternoon, I was going with Finn Balor.
You fucking idiot. That guy's a born loser. He is a loser.
Damn. Everybody's getting buried today.
Oh, yeah. It's a wrestle. You know what? You can cut the positivity with a knife on the In My House Pro Wrestling podcast.
So, like, for the last couple of weeks, I was like, this is Dom's championship to win at WrestleMania. I fully believe, even whatever the match was going to be, a new Dom would be involved. And I thought for sure he could win it. Then I started going back. I'm like, man, but it feels like they're going to do something with Finn quite a bit this year. It's his 10th year and they've got t-shirts made, and you could tell some type of split is coming at the Judgment Day.
Jey Uso's got to work with somebody.
I suppose so, but
I'm sure he does.
I'm going to go Dominic Mysterio as well. It makes too much sense. It makes all the sense in the world.
It really does. And I think that crowd will fucking hate it, which I love. It'll be so loud with boos.
I don't know. Don't forget, WrestleMania is always a very heavy international crowd. And the UK loves Dom.
That's true.
I mean, we love Dom.
I love Dom. Dom's
for being great. For being a turd.
He's a turd.
Best turd going.
No, that's during the women's tag title match.
Yep. Next up. AJ Styles versus Logan Paul. Another one I think could really tear the house down.
I believe it will be up there for one of the most, like, best matches that we'll be talking about after there.
Logan's going to beat AJ.
I hope not.
Logan's going to beat AJ.
I think you're right. I still, this is the only one I don't have a winner for.
Logan loves losing on shows like this.
Yeah.
He's going to beat AJ.
Fuck it. I'm going AJ. I never win Booker of the Year anyway, so fuck it.
That's wild for how much fucking wrestling you watch.
Because they don't book properly.
There it is.
I feel like
sounds like every internet wrestling person is like, you're right, UK Tom. They never book it right. You guys are geniuses.
I fucking hate the internet wrestling community too.
Well, they agree with us on something. I do think it's Logan.
I'm going Logan as well. Right, they're building up that program with Logan and AJ, but you've got Karrion Kross in there saying, ooh, you can't let Logan win. You can't let a YouTuber come in. Otherwise, my last 10 years, 11 years have meant nothing. If just some YouTuber is going to come in here, I should have.
Oh, that's why it meant nothing.
So do we get?
Yeah.
Do we get Logan Paul and Jey Uso?
It wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me.
What a battle. A little dimwits, am I right, guys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with Logan Paul because I think AJ losing, they've already got storylines built in for saying you let us down, you did this. So I'm going Logan Paul.
And now we're getting into the meat of it. We got Io Sky versus Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley.
Io Shirai. Sky.
Fuck, man. They really fucking should.
I don't
they
think
really
they will,
should. I also don't think they're going to.
But she's still my pick.
You know what, Tom? You're right. Fuck it. The Scotty Villa, let's pick with our hearts.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm also going to pick Io Sky. I think Io Sky deserves that big WrestleMania win.
I agree.
The crowd loves Io.
I also don't think Bianca and Rhea need the belt right now.
But I mean, mommy should always be on top.
Always.
Of me.
You want to get pinned like that, Mike?
Yes. What? Gladly. What are we talking about? What kind of question is that? Yeah. Yep.
I'm torn.
Ooh, now I have a mental image.
Ooh. I'm torn. I with my heart says absolutely Io should win this, but a big part of me thinks that Bianca Belair will come out and sneak this one out. I don't think they're ready to give it back to Rhea Ripley quite yet, because it seems to be hot potatoed on her and off of her. So, fuck it. I'm going Io. Fuck it. I'm
there
going
we go. Hey! Love it. Hey, pick it with his heart. Pick it with his heart. You love to see it.
Fuck it, Matt.
Can't wait for it.
And finally, our Lord and Savior, the best pro wrestler of all time. He's coming in to save the day. That's right. John Cena versus Cody Rhodes in the main event. For the undisputed WWE Championship.
Everyone on the planet knows Cena's winning this. Scotty, you even know Cena's winning this.
I don't like talking about certain things that bother me.
Well, we're going to have to, because we got 3 minutes left in the show and people want to hear our thoughts. And yeah, UK Tom, you're right. Our Lord and Savior, the king of professional wrestling, John Cena, the man who never gives up, except for those times he goes away and kind of gives up, is going to come in. And...
you know what he's going to come in and do? He's going to come in and piss all over that story.
Story's already finished. It doesn't matter. Greatest story of all time.
And it's going to be glorious.
It's going to be glorious. Yeah, I agree. You know,
I don't
I
like
this match was on Saturday when we were all in the same place.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Scott, take a picture of your tears when it happens.
Again?
Actually, bottle them so I can drink them on the podcast after.
We're all going Cena on this one, obviously. I don't like it.
John Cena's beating who, Scott?
Say John Cena is gonna be a winner of a match on the weekend. Which
and
one
is
I don't
he
know.
Wrestling?
Yeah, who is he? Who is he wrestling? I forget. He must not
know.
Be that important if you can't say
he's
his name.
Wrestling. That's the problem. He's going to ruin it. He's going to ruin wrestling by taking out.
I mean, that's one way of looking at it.
Shitty way. The greatest wrestler on the planet right now. And I'm
no,
going
he's not
to hate
wrestling
it.
Kevin Owens.
I'm going to hate it. I don't
We're
like
gonna
this.
Love it.
Fucking hate it. I hate fucking hate John Cena so much. And the fact that he openly said I'm gonna ruin wrestling when 20 years ago he already fucking did when he won the championship the first time and pissed all over it. And he's gonna fucking do it again. It's gonna irritate the piss out of
me. Hero. A true hero to us.
No,
for making you so fired up. I you know what? That alone. Makes me love John Cena even more. Also, the moment where he goes, like, and it's going to be the you can't see me, and he goes, you can fucking see me. And then he gets him.
You know,
because he's got to say that.
No,
he's got to flip it.
No, and then Cody's going to reach up and slap him on the bald spot and say, I saw that, you bald bitch. And then the
listen, you, if anyone, you should be siding with a John Cena, you bald bitch.
No, no.
Tom knew he got the memo. He's like, I stand with my brother, John Cena. Yeah.
No, you can't do that because John's still fighting the good fight that Mother Nature won't allow him to win. He thinks that nobody can see the bald spot. We all see it. Tom, we all had that moment. We're like, fuck it. I'm just cutting this off. I'm just buzzing it off. We all fucking have done it. John's refusing to do it. And the cocksucker's got enough money to fucking get hair transplants, and he doesn't fucking do that either. Fuck that guy. I hate John Cena.
Well,
he's
too busy getting his 17th championship.
Oh, fuck off. End this goddamn show.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. For me, Monday Night Mike and Scotty V and UK Tom. We're very excited. It's WrestleMania weekend. We're excited to hear your picks. Please share them on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast socials. We're excited for the big weekend ahead. And we know you love John Cena, and so do we. This has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Fuck Xavier Woods.
Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do. Welcome to my house.
It's my house.
Yowie wowie.